This special program was brought to you by TechServe, New York's premier authorized Apple reseller and service provider, serving creative professionals at all levels, from individual customers to Fortune 100 companies. TechServe has built a solid reputation in their expertise in technology, sales, and service. Visit them on the web at techserve.com or in New York City at 119 West 23rd Street. Learn more about their in-store classes and incredible insider program. Make stuff happen. TechServe. City, Bushwick, Brooklyn, internet, worldwide podcast subscribers, you're locked in to the sounds of Full Service Radio. I'm your host, Jack Inslee. I also produce here at HeritageRadioNetwork.org, a 501c3 nonprofit food radio station. It's membership drive. May is membership drive. So, you know, like on NPR when they drill you down and they ask for the pledges, that's what we're about right now. So if you've been out here to Bushwick, if you listen to the shows, if you enjoy what you listen to, now is the time to donate. We really need the support. Go to the website, click the donate button, help us out. Full Service Massive. This night's program is brought to you by TechServe, as all of the shows here are. They make stuff happen. That's TechServe.com for all of your Mac related needs. They're on it, and they gave us all of the equipment and computers that we're working with here, so they're making us happen. So thank you, TechServe. Tonight is going to be very real, and I'm going to say this name, and this is the way you say it, so don't say it any other way. That's Dev79. Seclusiasis is in the building. We'll get all into his background and his future plans and food thoughts, food-related thoughts. But until then, we're going to listen to some music. Lots of originals in here. Dev79, Full Service Radio. Without further ado, let's get it.
Jake Beats. up. Bang, bang. We got 30s in the cut. We'll fuck you up. 30s in the cut. Duck. Fredo in the cut. Duck. Pull up to the club. What? Shoot the shit up. Fuck. Pull up in that Porsche. Knock the roof off. Wham. Red beam on his nose. Call him Rudolph. Soldier. Bitch is big soldier. Soldier. Yeah, big soldier. Soldier. I done took over. Pull up in the white robe. Cash. Same color coke. Drink. Whip it with the soda. Yeah. Lil Dre and Fredo, bitch, we taking over. SOD, bitch. Bitch. GBE, bitch. Bitch. Fresh as fuck, ride through these streets, bitch. Yeah. If a nigga talk, he better know I'm packing. Yeah. Ready for that action. Loud. Kiss that nigga on the traffic. Loud. We'll fuck you up. Fuck you up. This is not a game. Not a game. Hit a lick. Lick. This is not a challenge. Young. I had to stack 20 racks in my fucking chain. What? Fredo, Tato, Soldier. All these bitches know my name. Gone.
Turn up on the fuck. Turn up. Nigga, we don't get no fuck.
What?
We got 30s in the cut. We'll fuck you up.
What?
Turn up on the fuck, nigga, we don't get no fuck.
We got
30s in a cut, we'll fuck you up. We'll fuck you up.
What?
We'll fuck you up.
What?
We got 30s in a cut, we'll fuck you up.
Bang.
We got 30s in a cut, we'll fuck you up.
Bang, bang.
We got 30s in a cut, we'll fuck you up.
Big monster.
I'ma need like two more cases. I'ma go till I can't take it. I might throw up on my laces. I've been up for 3 days straight. Where y'all been? You 3 days late. It don't take much to see they fake. They so stuck. You see they face. And I go hard. I can't relate. Take my keys. This can't be safe. So tell me if you need a break. But don't be scared. It's a street base. When you go home, my night don't end. One more time, I might go again. Don't know about you, but I like going in. That's why your girlfriend like knowing him. And I'm a zombie. She get me brain. I might wake up somewhere strange. With two girls. I don't know their names, but you wouldn't know, cause you can't hang. Come if it's going down, you know where to find me. I've been up for 3 days, I'm a zombie. How did I get here? Someone please remind me.
Here we go.
I've been up for 3 days, I'm a zombie.
All we do is party,
party, party, party. I'm a zombie. All I do is party, 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 I'm a zombie.
Yep.
All I do is party, 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 I'm a zombie. All I do is party, party, party. Rose, they behind me. I've been in shame, yeah, that mo, or that dime.
Yeah. Got a Mossberg and a Mac 90 in my head collection. When I was born, the world was a far simpler place. It was all just cops and robbers.
Swerving all of your side of town, but bitch don't kill my vibe. Don't blow my high, yeah, blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly. Your baby daddy didn't respect me, black, yeah, I. That no lie, I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air. Cut that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Bullets in me. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit you kicking don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spent meals all in this shit. Boy, ain't been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can't fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't that G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they try to shut us down. I didn't have a go, but we still in this bitch.
Making the kills, wait for the group, can't handle the truth. As she's there with a roof, stay playing with a combat turn. She needs to
shoot.
You're the one going on loose, told you by the great goose. Just get juice. Mix the Red Bull with a boost, I cut it round for that tooth. And he told you, move. Now she's upset with a man, got a plan. Who's that at your front door? Yes, it's
She like, who's that? Who's that? Brand new car, she like, who's that? Getting the money, she like, who's that? Who's that? Always getting down with the news, like, she be like,
wow, wow.
Girl, I got style, go a long mile, get left in the power with the niggas that cross stuff on my child. This girl has gone
wild, wild, wild.
Better not go too deep in the dark, my girl, I got laser beams. C4 in a rucksack, 10 packs in a M16. You don't wanna get burnt, but I got less struck by the STD.
middle finger to the law, nigga.
Heritage Radio Network.
than 20 minutes away.
Don't clash.
Don't talk shit if you got no gun. You want fire, that's where I'm from. Don't talk shit if you got no gun.
Philly boy clap, hit you niggas in your back. Philly boy clap, hit you niggas in your back. Aim all at, when I flame you get all. Aim all at, when I flame you get all.
We play with shotties, yeah we on that.
Yeah, you got some headphones on, homie. That might be the hardest shit we had on Full Service Radio.
Yeah.
We've had some hard-ass sets. Full Service, you've been listening to the sounds of Dev79.
Big up.
Yeah. Repping Philly, repping Seclusiasis, repping Slit Jockey Records.
Yes, sir. Big up. Full Service, Heritage Radio Network, my man Jack Inslee right there.
Yeah, Dev is no stranger to Full Service, having played Rest in Peace Club Love. Haven't played a set of Club Love.
R.I.P.
Man, I missed that place, though.
It was dope.
Wow. I mean, I want to get into that set. I want to dissect that. I want to hear what was in there, who you're working with. But as we've made reference to, this is a food radio station.
It is.
It's membership drive. It's May, so become a member. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Do it.
/donate. But I have to ask you this question. I ask every guest on the show.
Yes,
so you've got your dream gig. Anything you want in the rider, what meal are you eating?
Ooh, that's tough, right? I don't know, man. I don't know. I would want, like, some kind of seafood, probably, like, of a Mediterranean or Thai kind of vibe going on. Somewhere in there. I don't know if I can get more specific than that.
There's, like, some sriracha in the mix, maybe.
You know, maybe. That's a little, like, you know. I can put sriracha on at home. Something a little like...
That's what I'm saying. You can have anything you want.
Ramped up.
All right.
I don't want to be able to like say what it is. I want to eat it and be like, I don't know what the fuck this is. There's med flavor in here. It's good.
All right, let's try this then. So like raw crudo seafood or some cooked seafood?
No, I could go with the sushi as an appetizer and then go into like some cooked like sea bass type thing for the dinner.
All right. No doubt. No doubt.
Thai basil
what
sauce.
Listeners may not know... That Dev79 is we can call him a food blogger, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah, I am.
When did you get
I
into?
Am.
How long have you been into food like that, though?
I've been into food for like I don't know, a hot minute, man, like 10, 15 years.
So before it became all like Brooklyn trendy and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So wow, you're setting trends with music and food, right? Wow. Man. So what's the food blog like? You just kind of
it's called Stuff Your Face. Every month. On the Seclusiasis.com website. That's Seclusiasis.
I know it's tough. Who knows? He's on radio. Spell it out.
Seclusiasis.com. Go on there. We got all kinds of blogs. It's popping off format. Starkey does like a music tech tips kind of blog. We got movie reviews, all kinds of stuff going on. And I do the monthly food thing. Sometimes it's me just reviewing a restaurant. Sometimes it's me documenting a meal I made at home and giving, like, you know, the recipe, all kinds of different shit.
Let me ask you
on.
This. Have you been to Zahav?
I have not.
You know it?
No.
All right. You got to check that out in Philly. It's like really good Israeli food. Friends of the station.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Zahav.
Where's it at? You know?
Oh, man. I'm a New York guy.
Okay.
Somewhere.
I'll find it. Yeah. I like Israeli food.
For sure. All right. Well, let's rewind for a second then.
Rewind.
You are Dev79. You run Seclusiasis and Slit Jockey Records. Break that down for us.
They're two labels that I run alongside my man Starkey. Seclusiasis is kind of like the parent company kind of vibe and does a lot of different things. The music we release on Seclusiasis is somewhat, you know, wide and varied. We have a niche and a focus, but within that realm, there's a lot of different things that we do. And Slit Jockey would be our second, like, sister label imprint that we run, as well as El Carnicero is partnered on that. And that's just a label, and it's focused on primarily grime and garage, dubstep, like UK
Okay.
OG kind of oriented stuff.
Got you. So a lot of what we heard in that set, I think almost most of what we heard in that set was original stuff from the labels, right?
Yeah, I'd say something like 80% or something was probably from the two labels or myself.
Incredible. And a lot of that stuff is forthcoming. I don't even know if we're going to give you a track list, but you can just check out the label pages and...
I mean, we can give them a track list. I'll sort it out later.
We're stingy on Full Service Radio. Yeah. But you're no stranger to this, man. And I mean, you've been putting out the street-based mixtapes, which it's really street-based anthems. Now, this is the sixth volume coming out?
Yeah, we actually do two mixtapes now.
Okay.
We had to split it up because there's like so much shit going on and we do so much. And originally, the street-based anthems thing was a mixtape compilation. It had some originals, but it was mostly remixes and bootleg stuff. But now, as time has gone on, and you know, there's more, you know, people interested in these things, more MCs interested in doing it. Anthems is now all original material, so
okay.
It's all like official remixes and official OG like songs. And then we started a second series, street-based bootlegs, which is the free mixtape compilation that's all bootleg remixes or sample heavy type tracks, and we're on the third volume of that.
Wow, prolific.
Yeah, so next month we got Street Bass Bootlegs volume 3 coming out, and I'm gonna present that, and then a month after that Street Bass Anthem 6 will be coming out, and Starkey is presenting that volume.
That's dope. Now, a lot of the listeners on Full Service Radio ask me about trap music. People just get in the wave on this. And then obviously, a lot of people come to electronic music through dubstep. Talk to me about when Street Bass Anthems 1 came out. What year was that?
Probably 2006.
2006. So you've been...
I think we conceived the concept in late 2005 and something like that. Something like that.
Just
and then
to say,
yeah, 2006, something like it was the first volume.
And you could probably listen to Street Bass Anthems 1 right now and think that it's fresh and you know.
People say that all the time. Like, to us, you know, we know we made it that long ago.
Of course.
Yeah, as far as the climate of music and the crossover stuff that's going on between rap and electronics and trap, yeah, it definitely sounds relatively fresh.
Right. So, I mean, I think it would be safe to say that you guys were some of the first kind of combining that electronic bass blossoming movement with American rap, as well as a lot of grime influences and stuff, but those early mixtapes had that. So, I mean, where does your music lineage start? Are you into rap at a really early age first, or were you a rave head? Where does it begin for you?
I mean, like, probably most, you know, middle-class white American males. You know, there was some rock in my early years, but I shunned that because I ain't down with no rock music no more.
Yeah.
But, you know, I played guitar when I was a kid, and, you know, was into metal and all that jazz.
Oh, nice.
And then I got into industrial, like, out of, like, metal and hardcore and all that. So that, and I was listening to, like, rap on and off throughout all that, and then the rap and the electronic kind of lured me in more, and I abandoned like all the rocky format stuff and really went full throttle with a kind of beat oriented. And once I went that route, it was always in my intent to kind of have like hip hop, you know, blended beats kind of stuff going on, as well as the, you know, electronic influences of sound design and arrangements.
And you were producing before you DJed?
Yes, totally.
So you've been making beats for a long time.
Long time now. 20 years or something.
Now, a lot of the rappers on this set, you're saying these are like beats you're making and rappers you're finding and discovering out in Philly, right?
I've played a few joints from the Philly duo Block Boys, B-L-O-K-B-O-Y-Z. and the Block Boys, I did an EP with them in the last 9 months or so. We've been grinding on EP. We have a 5-track EP coming out on Seclusiasis in the beginning of June. So that's kind of going to be like the first original street bass MC oriented release. Like, it's their release. Like, I produced the whole thing, but it's the Block Boys. It's a rapper release.
Is that really satisfying? Is that like a long time coming by this point?
Yeah, like totally. As far as like what we do label wise and with the street bass movement, you know, we've done one off songs and you have relationships with certain rappers and vocalists, and we certainly do a lot of stuff in that realm. But as far as, you know, doing a whole project with, you know, one rap group and, you know, having it come to completion, yeah, definitely feels good as far as the label and street bass, but also for me personally being a long time rap fan and, you know, enthusiast.
I'm guessing you want to do a lot more of that, probably.
Yeah, totally. That's the lane, you know, I'd prefer to be in. to be honest.
For sure. MCs, get at them. There's, the beats are so good.
Killer Cam, are you listening?
For real? Hey, you're like one step away. He's at Boiler Room. It's pretty much over, right? I sense a renaissance for Killer Cam on beats like this. Yeah. Now, I guess I want to ask you about starting the label. And, you know, so you've been producing for years and years. When did you decide, and was it you that decided you wanted to start a label?
Technically, we started Slitjockey as a label first, because Skluziasis had existed for years. We were doing parties, we were doing radio shows, we were doing like mixtape, like, you know, DJ, like small run CD releases and stuff. So we were doing label-like activity, but we didn't really consider it a label per se. And then, you know, when grime started, you know, burgeoning outside of the UK a tiny bit there, you know, in 2004, was when we were like, well, nobody in America is really on this, and we are. We love grime, and like, so why don't we start Slitjockey? And it was supposed to just be like a grime label at first, because there was no American grime. Really, there still isn't. There's no like one American label that says I'm a grime label.
Right.
You know, even us, we're the closest, but we did have to branch out because ultimately, you know, America and grime is like hard to like get across.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really the impetus as far as that. And then, you know, we became passionate about it and, like, you know, releasing more and more stuff. And not everything fit in the mold of Slitjockey. So we're like, oh, why don't we just make Skluziasis a full-on label as well? And then we can release a wider batch of stuff and release stuff on both labels and have, like, different output.
Now, I mean, running an independent label is hard, especially in 2013.
Yes.
I mean, how have the failures been? Clearly, they haven't been debilitating, so you must be seeing some kind of success. I mean, what would have been the more successful
I'll say
releases?
There's passion. Okay. Passion fuels me more so than anything else. I mean, I love music. I love what we do. Yes, there's certainly a decent amount of success. We're grinding. We're here trying to, you know, every year we want to get bigger and better and release more. We release 2-3 releases every month.
And are you still pressing vinyl for everything?
We still press vinyl occasionally. We did a couple records last year. We did a Starkey record in like August or September last year. I'm not sure if we're going to continue doing vinyl or not. It's really tough to do vinyl. We have like a love for vinyl as well, but it is, you know, very tough, especially being an American label, even though we have a lot of exposure and focus in Europe, still being literally American based, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Europe sells way better in general on music, and definitely sells better on physical products. But we like doing physical stuff. We came out with a USB release last year. We did Streetbass Anthems 5 actually was on a USB wristband, and that was the physical version of the release. Instead of doing a CD or vinyl or whatever, we did a USB release, and we're entertaining something like that again for Streetbass 6. We're not really sure exactly what we're going to do, but we like to do physical things. We definitely like to do physical things, but vinyl's not always the route. But we want to make sure that we make merchandise and have things that put in people's hands and not just be like a run-of-the-mill digital label.
Totally. I mean, forget about vinyl being dead. I just bought a new MacBook. It doesn't even come with a CD drive. That's done too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're going to come out with like Thunderbolt releases soon, you know?
Well, a chip. You just put a chip in your head and in your street face.
Seriously. Enter the code. Well, give everybody the nuts and bolts so they can find everything.
You know, Facebook, Twitter, those are wonderful spots of social media networking. Yeah. You know, Dev79, DEV79, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, all that jazz. I'm going to spell Skluziasis for you again because I know it's difficult, and you know, you people are eating food and stuff right now, so you're not necessarily paying attention. SECLUSIASIS.com and Slitjockey, you know, like Slit, SLIT. JOCKEY.com. So Jockey and Skluziasis, of course, on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud. Find us, get down with us. Yeah.
Any New York shows coming up soon?
Not at the moment.
Let's make that happen.
Let's make it happen somehow.
And on top of all the label stuff that you're doing, I mean, I can't stress enough, your originals personally are fire. So people need to go check those out.
Thanks, my man.
I have to ask, there's, for people that listen to your songs and like your songs, there's a bounce to a Dev79 song.
Yeah.
What's the secret to that?
I'm weird. Exactly. It's my natural weird rhythm. There's if some... you like it, then you bounce to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And more of you need to be checking that out. That's Dev79, not 79. That's Dev79. Check out everything. Man, thank you so much for coming through, man.
You want me to throw on a last song?
I do. What do you have?
I'm going to play this track, Won't Turn Down. It's one of my newest joints. It's coming out in a couple weeks on Be Yourself Division, this really dope French
out
label.
To them, yeah.
So they got Transistor Punch, this dope compilation coming out. So you're going to start hearing a lot more about that in the next couple weeks. And it's my jam, Won't Turn Down.
Won't Turn Down. That's a beautiful transition because the next full service is next week, and we have Uptown Nico, who's also put some things out with Be Yourself. We have Vuan Allure, the man who pretty much invented this modern ballroom Vogue stuff. Of course, Knife Show, Mohegan Sun, Jerry Jones, all at Tandem next week, Friday, May 10th. Then Full Service takes over the Guga Muga, May 18th and 19th. And we've got Obesity, Mike Q, Vuan Allure, Nair, Maluka, Tenille, Herbert Spliffington, Mr. A-OK, Full Service Residents, Knife Show, Jerry Jones, Mohegan Sun, Milk of Paradise on visuals. That's going to be crazy. FullServiceParty.com for all that info. Thank you again to TechServe, who makes this show happen, who makes this station happen. Again, it's membership drive. Become a member. Donate to the station. I know you guys are broke. They listen to Full Service Radio. We're not the high-end food show, but, you know, even a $5 donation would look good for us. So contribute something. Make it happen. We will see you guys next week on Full Service Radio. And I'm a real amateur right now, but it's going to take me 1 second to tell you who's on the show next week. And it's Old Money. That's exciting. Old Money will be here, live set. Until then, you've been listening to Dev79, Full Service Radio.
My system loud. My system loud. My system loud. My Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming.